Next Wednesday night, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, the Carrollton Trojans go in search of an 8th state title in school history. It would be the first since 1998 and the first in the highest classification, which the Trojans joined in 2022. Their opponent, the Rams of Grayson, the doors didn't open at the Gwinnett County School until 2000. But since then, their 240 wins represent the most victories, and they also own the best winning percentage in the big school division since the turn of the century. Offensively, they're led by quarterback Travis Burgess, almost 2,100 yards passing, 22 touchdowns for the year, but they do their business on defense. They have 6 Power 4 Division 1 guys on defense. 4 signees already. 2 of those 6 also were juniors, one of which may be the best player in the nation heading into the 2025 campaign. Carrollton will counter that with a big play offense. The Trojans, the highest scoring team of Class 6A, led by quarterback Julian Lewis, who has thrown for over 3,400 yards, 46 touchdown passes. Kamari Farmers rushed for over 1,200 yards and scored 20 touchdowns on the season. And in the Class A Division 2 championship game, Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Bowden will become one of 33 teams in Georgia high school football history to reach 3 consecutive championship games. One of those 33 is their opponent, the Trojans of Brooks County. Brooks County played state championship game 3 straight years in 2019 through 2021, where it's Bowden back-to-back state titles going for the three-peat Monday afternoon at 4. Both the Bowden and Carrollton games can be heard on both of our stations, B92 Country and KISS 102.7. Bowden Monday afternoon, Carrollton on Wednesday night. Let's give a shout-out to some folks locally who have brought home some honors recently. Congratulations, Casey Swafford, Bowden girls softball coach, named by the GACA, the Class A Division II Coach of the Year. Harrelson County's Annalene Coy, a junior and freshman. Kirby Harris, named honorable mention All-State in softball. And Temple's Anna Howell is first-team All-State selection in softball by the GACA as well. Also, Central Head football coach, Ombre Brown, Coach of the Year in Class 4A's Region 3. Heard County head coach, Shane Lassiter, in Region 6, Class A Division 1, Coach of the Year as well. Congratulations to all of them. Bill Belichick, according to reports, is going to be the next head football coach in North Carolina. Rich Rodriguez, after 3 seasons, is leaving Jacksonville State, according to reports. He's headed home, back to West Virginia, to become the head coach there. For the Bay Dental Group and Granic Sports, I'm Mike Paris.